In a traditional straight world, extremely feminine women are seen as not being able to do a lot of things. And I think, as lesbians, we challenge those norms.
Femme both straddles and subverts conventional notions of femininity and expectations of queer women.
I've always noticed that the femmes in my life have never questioned their gender. It's always very firm.
There's no shame in how we present, and there's no shame in our desire.
Because I am femme and because I date people of all genders, people have a hard time recognizing, understanding, or believing that I am queer.
Coming from a nice Catholic family, that really wasn't their dream for me.
Integral to my femme identity is sexuality. Femme is sexual. We bring the sex.
Being a radical feminist in the 70s, it was a struggle trying to identify why I wasn't just happy having short hair, hairy pits, and wearing flannel shirts and blue jeans.
You can kind of conceal your sexual preference without meaning to.
Femme is a deliberate construct of my gender identity in a fucked up, judgmental society that is misogynistic, heterosexist, and transphobic. And I fuck with my gender because I am proud of who I am and because it creates spaces for other possibilities. It is also an act of solidarity.
There are about 5 million different ways to be femme.
In the communities that I've been a part of, there's been a healthy respect for the special kind of dykeness that is femme.
I think there was a sincere hope of an Indian mother that I would go back and find myself a good boy.
There's a camaraderie that exists around femmes, I think because we're a minority.
It is a journey through shame and self-denial in order to stand in this place. I have so much gratitude for the femmes who have led by example through events, writing, meeting, laughing, friendship, and by being ourselves and living our lives with integrity and self-respect.
As a kid and as a teenager, I had always been a tomboy. I skateboarded and felt most comfortable running with boys. I was pretty sure that what I thought was femme was too conventional for me. I wasn't drawn to high heels or makeup, and I was certainly not interested in signing up for something that I saw as fitting into expectations of me as a woman. I think I also held that tired old stereotype that said that the more feminine, the weaker the girl.
I was trying to get my music more visible in the gay community, and somebody actually said, "You're not gay enough." That hurt beyond belief. I struggled for many, many years to come out, and to tell me that I'm not gay enough? I don't think so.
When I finally got to the cities, Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, I thought, okay, I'm going to get all dressed up and go out. I had a penchant for 1950s cocktail dresses and high heels, and I've always had long hair. I walked into the lesbian bar, Queenie's at the time, and was told that the straight bar was down the street. I was hurt, you know. I thought, this is where I want to be.
The femme modality is really one of the only kinds of lesbianism represented in the media, and it seems so ridiculous to me since, in my experience, it's 20% of the community, maybe 15.
Cutting my hair was a passage into being a dyke in the queer community. And in fact, we didn't call it the queer community in 1993, it was the lesbian community.
It's powerful to play with stereotypes and shatter people's assumptions.
At first, I found it almost impossible to get dates. It was terrible. And now I feel very privileged to be a femme.
I was a very young single mother, already resisting expectations for that role as a dyke and as an activist mom. I needed to look queer. I needed to externalize all the ways I was a different kind of mother. So I kept my combat boots very close.
I think femmes are considered second rate to butches. I think butchers are much more highly valued, and it's been a real struggle.
I started to feel more graceful, and to move with power. I stopped hiding my curves. Colors like red and pink began to mingle with black. Lower and tighter, lace with leather, a vintage black slip, bracelets and beads rediscovered.
I'm older and I've been out of the city, so I'm not as visible or as known to the younger generation. But to the queer community my age, both fags and dykes, they know who I am.
Some communities of queers in Vancouver are not welcoming, valuing, or friendly to femmes.
I actually had one butch-appearing, but not identified, lover admit to me that she thought of femme lesbians as secretly, probably, straight.
I stumbled across the Stone Butches that used to play pool at the Vanport. They had a hard time with some of the politics and some of the feminism, but they sure liked how I dressed. That's where I discovered the 1940s, 50s butch femme thing, and I thought, hey, I'm reclaiming that. It was the late 70s, early 80s, where it was not really cool to do, but I thought, this is where my heart resonates, and they gave me a language for what I felt on the inside, so I've been a femme ever since.
I came to it slowly and tentatively, checking to my right and to my left, measuring reactions, engaging complexities, and flexing my power. It took me a while to figure out it was my femme power. This felt different. Not so much about being feminine as about being femme.
When I was younger, I related to other femmes like girlfriends, and now I definitely appreciate their beauty and sexiness.
My family didn't much care for the whole lesbian thing. I have French Roman Catholic parents who were shocked and appalled, but I have two femme sisters, so all three of us came out at the same time. I think it made it easier for my parents to relate to us because we still looked feminine.
Another type of authenticating is around class and consumerism and the idea that in order to be a good femme, you have to spend a bunch of money on all those femme accoutrements. It's ironic when you consider how butch femme has historically been rooted in working class dyke communities.
We're strong, and we contribute to the profound discourse on gender identity. We make more complex conversation possible. We are a pillar to be leaned against, and we stand on our own.
Lesbians come in all shapes and sizes.
I feel very lonely for seeing representations of myself and my femme sisters.
In terms of the lesbian community, I had to fight harder to be taken seriously as a political lesbian and as a feminist. In the early 70s, I didn't fit in any world really, so it wasn't easy. If you passed too much as a straight femme, then you were seen as not having the guts to really come out all the way. I got to pass in the straight world, but it left me isolated from the lesbian community.
Another part of femme for me is punk rock. Both are rebellious, fierce.
I define femme for myself as an ability to pick the best bits of femininity and use them and play with them as I wish.
When I came out, everybody had to conform to the dyke look, and I stuck out like a sore thumb. But now it seems like the butch femme dynamic is coming back again. I feel much more comfortable.
When my best friend Mickey and I moved back to Vancouver, it was 1986. We got here for the last 2 days of Expo 86. We got all dressed up to go out. I mean, people really dressed up in Montreal when you went to the queer bars. There was a real movement, particularly in the 80s, to do bigger hair and dress in the old-style zoot suits. We were still the only two women who went to the Quadra in high heels and dresses. Slowly, other women who were closet femmes started to dress up and come over and talk to us. Oh, I love your dress. Oh, where did you get that? We went to the bar every single Friday night. We were as regular as clockwork. I think because we were older and relocated from a very large metropolitan area, it wasn't as scary for us. Plus, we had each other.
I refuse to compete with other femmes because that is what keeps our power tentative and breaks our solidarity.
It's hard to understand sometimes. I have heard from so many butches that they love the high femmes. But when I present like that, walking down the street, I can feel their eyes slide right over me. It's a lonely feeling, if only for a moment.
The majority of people that I know that are butches have been beaten, gay-bashed.
I've been called an L-word lesbian before. It's really funny. I can't believe we're defining ourselves by show.
I don't regard this as a positive thing, but there's an ability to weave in and out of heterosexual privilege.
I'm concerned about community policing about femme being defined as fierce, brazen, strong, or non-traditional. I worry that we are denying one another permission to be soft, gentle, vulnerable, old school, or whatever is real and honest at the time. By trying to live up to this definition, a lot of femmes burn out, caretake, compete with one another, or feel alienated.
It was not always easy. There were moments of questioning, as if I had deserted feminist theory.
I think in the queer community, we give permission for butches to be butches.
I was on the SkyTrain and I saw another woman and I immediately dismissed her as straight. It turned out she was another femme. I felt so bad for all my femme consciousness.
I have frequently felt that I have to defend my identity or have to justify why I exclusively date masculine women. I have been told that I'm being too narrow. I need to broaden my tastes. This drives me crazy. Butch femme for me is a sexual orientation. I am wired to be hot for butches.
I had a straight history, and there was always something missing.
I'm a femme jock. There are times when I love to just dress up and be femme and really embrace that. And there are times when I'm coming off the football field where I'm not seen as femme at all.
I feel that the only way I can be visible is when I have a butch on my arm.
I am really proud to be femme.
I'm so thrilled to be part of the Femme Project. It's like having a story to tell. As an older woman, I look at the levels of integration when I go to dyke events. In the 70s, you walked into a room and everyone dressed the same and looked the same. Today, we can do anything we want. There's a movement. Me and my sisters pushed hard back then, and now lesbians of this generation are able to push to that next step. Kudos to all of us.
In the communities that I've been a part of, there's been a healthy respect for the special kind of dykeness
that is
femme.
I think there was a sincere hope of an Indian mother that I would go back and find
myself a good boy. Because I am femme and because I date people of all genders, people have a hard time recognizing,
being a radical feminist in the
70s,
it was a struggle trying to identify why I wasn't just happy having short hair, hairy bits, and wearing flannel shirts and blue jeans.
Femme both straddles and subverts conventional notions of femininity and expectations of queer women.
Colors like red
and
pink
kind of conceal your sexual
began to mingle with
without
black,
meaning to.
Lower and tighter, lace with
it's
leather.
It's powerful to play with stereotypes
slip,
and shatter people's assumptions.
Bracelets and beads rediscovered.